Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Any Win Over Nouveau in French. I am Marguerite and I am so very excited to announce to you that my artist of the month of March 2020, which I did not choose randomly, okay? My pick for you is a woman originally from Benin and an American as well. She's a songwriter, a singer, an actress, and an activist for the African women cause. Course, Angélique Kidjo is for you today. Yay! All right. Born on July 14th, 1960 in Ouidah in Benin, her musical genre is not so precise. In fact, Angélique Kidjo humoristically defines her style as world music, which means she's really diverse. Angélique Kidjo is fluent in Fon, a language spoken in Benin, in French, in Yoruba from Nigeria, in Mina from Togo, and in English as well. So, which are the same five languages present in her songs? The vocal techniques that she often uses is the Zinli, a traditional musical style from Benin, which also has its own dance. The Zinli is played with a drum in the shape of a vase, also called the Zinli. It is often supported by the sounds of gongs, rattles, hand clapping, by lyrics and dances, like strong, energetic dances, and the music itself is very emotional, dramatic, emotional. Angélique Kidjo has been inspired by music from all over the world, but mainly from African pop, from the West Indies, Zouk, the Congolese rumba, jazz, gospel, different styles from Latin American, and even from the Middle East. Artists who inspired her when she was young were Miriam Makeba, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Jimi Hendrix, and Carlos Santana, just to name those few. Every single one of us know at least one of these songs. Malaika, does that sing to you? Do you know Malaika? Does that ring a bell? How about Agolo and Wiwi Aduma? We have Wombolombo. Wombolombo, Wombolombo, Wombolombo. I can't lose that one. It's like, I remember that as a child. And there's another song of her that's really famous. It is called Africa. And we also have Batonga. So those are some of her most known songs. I mean, there's more, but these are my picks for you. I personally saw her in a concert in the car, perhaps in 2010 or maybe 2011. What energy. She's a tiny woman with so much energy and a style, like a dressing style that always reminds of Africa. Her voice, her voice takes you away and vibrates within your body and soul. You cannot listen to Angélique Kidjo without emotion. Her voice always gives me tears. I don't know why. She's good. You have to realize that even when I don't know what she's speaking, because all those languages I don't speak with, like, all the language, I speak French and English, but she does sing in other language that I named earlier. I don't know what she's saying in those songs, but the tears are here always. You have to realize that in traditional African culture, traditional music represents the expression of an entire community. It is a state of mind, a language necessary for communion, communication, a language which conveys important messages. Angélique Kidjo does not only sing, she casts. She speaks to the soul of the listener. She has a voice without compromise, a voice that carries you so far away, back in the days that you didn't know, and at the same time that resonates within yourself. And she resides in New York and enjoys unrivaled notoriety. Angélique Kidjo is the most famous African singer in the world and the most recognized for her talent, her civic and political commitment. For decades, she has been the ambassador for the UNICEF and the Rotary International in Africa. She has been nominated several times for the Grammy Award. She was named by the CNN as the greatest African artist in 2000 19, the Time magazine has called her Africa's premier diva. The BBC has included her in its list of the continent's 50 most iconic figures. In 2011, The Guardian listed her as one of their top 100 most inspiring women in the world. So Forbes magazine has ranked Angelique Kidjo as the first woman in the list of the most powerful celebrities in Africa. She is the recent recipient of the prestigious 2015 Crystal Award given by the World Economic Forum in Davos, in Switzerland, and she was in 2016 the Amnesty International Ambassador of Conscience Award. So the list of her nomination and prizes is frankly extremely lengthy. So but this one is important. Her album Jean Jean won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary World Music in 2008. In January 2014, at last, finally, Angelique's first book, a memoir titled Spirit Rising, My Life, My Music, published by HarperCollins. In 2019, she's taken on to a new venture. She will be interpreting a song from the group Talking Dead. They're pretty famous. A classic from the 1980 album, and the cover song will be Remain in Light, produced by the one and only famous Jeff Bhasker, the producer of the American biggest stars like Jay-Z, Beyoncé, Bruno Mars, and those type of artists. You can find Angelique Kidjo on all major stores to get her music, her book as well, and online platforms. She's on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. She's all over them. I've added link in the descriptions for you. Check her out. Please share your thoughts with me. If there's a music that you really enjoyed from her, I would like to know. Thanks for making it this long with us, with a new win, un vent nouveau. Stay tuned for more about Africa, and goodbye. A bientôt.